on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
It is time to find you all of the winners today on this Tuesday. We're racing at Ballarat, and for the first time I think I can remember in 2023, we've got a heavy track. So the rain has hit Ballarat region. We're on a heavy eight. The rail is true. We've got a few scratchings today, and Mark Hunter is the man to find us all the winners. Are you a wet track specialist, Mark?
Morning, Michael. Yeah, it's a bit tricky getting the wet trackers. It's throwing them up in the air. You've got to go back through all the trials and see if you can find any wet track form anywhere. Hopefully we'll found a couple for you.
All right. Barrier draw for elliptical, gate three. I know in the past you've said you kind of like them outside of horses, so barrier three should be a soft run. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's fine. I'd rather him outside horses when he's at the shorter trip so he can balance up and run on rather than being put into a spot where it becomes really one pace. So you think having to run the 2400 for the first time, that's a perfect draw to do no work and hopefully run the distance fast enough.
Your gut telling you he's going to run a strong 24?
I think he got through the line really well last time at 2,000 metres, and over the line, the way he was going suggested to me that he's going to run 2,400.
Soft track wouldn't worry him?
No, he won a soft 7 on debut, 6 or 7 at Sandown there on debut, so he's won on the soft track. I think there's up to 30 mils forecast today, then it dries right up for the rest of the week. So I think it's a soft 6 now. Maybe a messy forecast today, but it does dry up for the rest of the week.
Sharp and Smart, the one to beat, you think?
For sure. He's a good horse, Sharp and Smart. So, yeah, he'd be... Barrier 7, he's no mate. For sure, I think for him, he's a good horse. He'll overcome that.
Yep, he's a good horse indeed. Let's try and find a good horse at Ballarat today as well. And as we mentioned, we are talking about a heavy track. Mitch Friedman joins us to find us some winners as well. How are you, Mitch?
Very well, Michael. Yourself?
Not too bad. What are your thoughts on the heavy track today?
It's what it is. It's probably going to be wet enough up here at Ballarat for a while now, so we'll get used to it.
Yeah. It was a good win of... how are we pronouncing him? Guizmo the other day? Guizmo?
Guzmao.
Guzmao.
Named after East Timor. I don't know, he was one of the people that took over from the Indonesians. So, it was a bit of an interesting backstory to him. He ran a lot of placings, but it was good to see him get a win on the board.
It was indeed. You kick off your day today with Arctic Princess, and she is one that has been placed on a heavy track.
Yeah, I think that she does really like the heavy conditions. She's not very big. This race was in the calendar as a 2,200-metre race, and that was an error at 26. We told the owners we were targeting it, so we've headed there. Not 100% sure how she'll go stretching out to that distance, but she certainly gets through the ground.
Yeah, she's certainly well favoured. Neo del Toro goes around in race number two. This is over the 1,000 metres. And last start, not far away at Ararat. Has been consistent in four starts, but yet to run a place. What are you expecting today?
Look, he's a horse that, he's probably, needs to step up a little bit to be winning all that today. But, he's held his form. He's worked okay going into this. And, we'll see how he goes. He should handle the wet conditions, but just a matter of whether he's got the class to get a win on the board.
And Tuscan Sun gets a run in race number four, about an $8 chance. Only two starts. Is there more upside for Tuscan Sun?
Yeah, he's still doing a fair bit wrong. He had a few injury troubles getting to the races as a young horse, so we've been pretty kind on him at the jump outs, and as a result of that, he's still fairly new and doesn't quite know his job yet, but he's been good in his run. It's probably a nice draw today. We can be a little bit handier, rail back in the true. He ticks a lot of boxes, and he jumped out well between runs, and he should be competitive in that race. But another one that we're not 100% sure about the ground.
Sounds like there's a few questions over all of them today. Distance and wet weather. So what's the best way to play?
I'd probably lean towards Tuscan Sun each way, but just popping up whether he handles the ground or not.
Hey, tell us a quick update on your two really nice horses. CR7, after nothing really went right at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, he just got from pillar to post there in about half a mile, and he probably raced a little bit keen when there wasn't a lot of tempo in the race as well. So he's gone out for a paddock. He's a fairly light, immature horse. It's going to be a really nice horse to stable when he gets to 4 and 5. So we've just been conservative and put him out. Attrition went off to the paddock a few days after the Australian Guineas, so he'll get a good spell going into the spring, and he'll, you know, once again, he's the type of horse that we hope that he's a good horse to the stable when we get to 4 and 5. And, you know, if you follow some of what these bigger trainers are doing and getting these horses to have not long, fruitful careers, they're really looking after them when they're young, and that's the path they've taken.
What could he be aimed towards at a spring carnival?
Well, we're just waiting for the spring carnival program to come out, and then we'll probably sit down and work it out from there. But at this stage, we're none the wiser with these races getting moved around, which is a bit frustrating. I think that's something that should be out, considering, you know, we're putting horses in the paddock and working out dates to bring them back in. I think that we need to have that, so that'll be good when that comes out, and then we'll work out what we're doing with them.
Good point you make. Good luck today, Mitch.
Thank you.
Mitch Freeman joining us there. Let's get stuck into the first race at Ballarat, which is a late start today. It's at 2 o'clock. And as we've mentioned, we're on a heavy track. This first race is over 2,600 metres. Mitch has the favourite here, Arctic Princess, $2.10. Jenny Contessa at $3.90. Angel Raider, $6. Real Peaky at $6.50. The Scratching is number 3, Mark.
I'm going to take number 2, Fiffler, who had its first start for Kelvin Burke down there at Mornington and probably should have won the race. Set back last and only got going late and ran on well for third. So you think 2,600 metres is perfect. The worry is there's been a couple of wet track average runs, but that's in a previous stable. The horse went better than it's ever gone first up. So just banking on being fit now and getting the trip strongly in the wet to beat number 5, Angel Raider, who has had 3 runs back and keeps running on and getting through the line well, so the trip should be suitable there. 6 to Arctic Princess can certainly win. I just share Mitch's little query at the end of 2,600 metres. That was the worry I had at the short odds. And then 4, Real Peaky, who whacked away okay last time. Looks as though the trip should be okay and has got a chance. So an even race, 2, 5, 6, and 4.
2, 5, 6, and 4. A little bit of value in the first, $7.50 for Thistler. Race number 2 over the 1,000. In this race, the Scratchings are 5, 7, and 8. Easy J, a debutante, is into $2.50. Star Ashikar is at $3.20. Innocent Enough, $5. And Neo Del Toro, we just heard from Mitch Freeman, is the next best in the market at $5.
In even race, this is an ex-Joseph Pride, I think this one, number 4, Easy J, who trialled up in Sydney and didn't trial much good. Come down to Vinnie Milady, and it's trialling really well, and trialling well on wet ground. It beat a horse called Rolls in a heavy track trial, which is good form for a maiden. It's got speed to roll forward to beat number 6, Star Oshka. This last trial was probably its best trial. I don't know it at all on soft ground, but she'll get a nice run from the draw. 2, Neo Del Toro, with that 3-kilo claim in this ground, has got some hope. And 9, Innocent Enough, was okay first up at Bendigo, should be fitter. Got a good gate, it's the other winning chance in the race. So not much between them, 4, 6, 2, and 9.
4, 6, 2, and 9 in race 3. Race number 4, over 1,400, and there's a few scratchings here. Let's take out 5, 7, 10, 11, 14, 15, and 16. The favourite is Power Missile from the Lindsay Smith Stable, $3.70. War Chime, $4. Sir Rockford is at $4. I've skipped a race here, haven't I? Well, let's go to race number 3 instead. Feel free to jump in when I stuff up like that, Mark.
Well, I was going to wait till you finish and correct you. I'll let you go.
This is for the 2-year-olds over 1,100 metres. Here we can scratch 2, 4 and 7. Pantalone is the $2.80 favourite. Adeem, interesting runner from the McAvoy stable, $5. Doubting Eye, $5.50. Nadachi at $6. So even more question marks now with a wet track when these 2-year-olds, Mark.
Yeah, there is. I'm going to go with the favourite, number 5, Pantalone, who's second to Coast Princess 2 starts ago, is good enough form for a race like this then. Drop back to the 1,000 metres here at Ballarat. Just got strung up in traffic, couldn't get clear at the right time. Once it got out, it finished the race off quite well. I don't know it in the soft ground, but on form, I think it's the one to beat. To beat number one, Adeem, who was terrible in town, beaten 25 lengths there behind King's Gambit. Went for a spell, come back. Big winner of a recent trial, looked to go much better. Eight Nadachi has been, did a quiet trial a couple ago, then wide in a trial last time, went quite well, gets a good run from the draw, and three Doubting Eye. Went to poke up on the fence there in the straight in Adelaide, just got strung up at the wrong time, cost it momentum, and okay, has got that fitness on its side. I'll go 5-1, 8-3.
5-1, 8-3 in the third. Now we get to the fourth, and as I was saying, Power Missile is the $3.70 favourite. Do you like Lindsay's?
It's on form, you'd say it's ready to win. 1,400 metres. It's had the two runs back. It finished off well. The query you've got is that wet track run on debut. So it did go straight for a spell. It's come back. It's going nicely. You've just got that lingering doubt on a soft track. To beat number 9, Warchime, who's a bit the same, it's certainly good enough to be in the finish on form. It's got a very well-beaten run on wet ground, which is a worry. 6, This Is My Turf. That's first start for the Price Kent team and was awful last time. That was its first go on dry ground. Had previous good wet track form for a previous stable, so we'll give it one more go. And Sir Rockford, it's handled the soft. It's got terrific form for a race like this. I just wasn't mad about its recent jump out. But on form, it's right in the mix. 3-9, 6-1 in a tricky race.
3-9, 6-1 in a tricky fourth event at Ballarat. That's halfway through the card. We'll take a break and we'll be back with the Quaddie Leagues.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at today's meeting at Ballarat. We are up to race number 5 with Mark Hunter, and we are on a heavy 8 today. The first leg of the quaddie is a benchmark 64 over 1,400 due to jump at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The scratchings here, let's take out 2 and 12. Carolina Sunrise is the 440 favourite for John Salinitri. Where's Poppy? At $4.80. The Untackable at $5.50, and then Black Wand at $6. So it looks a pretty open start to the quaddie today.
Yeah, I'm going to take 5 horses here. My top pick's number 6, Gold Logie, who just took charge of the rider there last time and took off mid-race and did a good job. It's got a wet track win there a few ago. Pegas takes the ride here. I think it'll go forward, it'll handle the ground and be hard to run down. To beat 11, Carolina Sunrise, who gets a good run, comes off a soft track run last time, it was okay. 10 Miss Cheviots. Didn't have much luck last time trying to get through. It's in good form. And 1 The Untackable, who's going into a harder race but handles the wet and at least is in winning form. I think 6 can give a good sight on the speed here. 6, 11, 10 and 1.
6, 11, 10 and 1. So first leg of the quaddie, Gold Logie's at $7 for Mark Pegas. Race number 6 is a 58. Over 1,600 metres. In this race, we scratch 2, 10, 12 and 14. Rock and Zane for Jerome Hunter, $3.60. One Thing Counts, $4.60. Bellman, the stablemate, Lindsay Smith runner, is at $5. Dennis Shue, $6 and Asham, $7. Can we trim up this leg at all?
We're taking 4 horses, but I think this is the best bet of the day, number 11, Rock and Zane, who has had the two runs back from a spell, ran well first up at 1,400 metres. They kept it at that distance again, and it was just too short for it. It got back, it ran on well, closed strongly to the line, but just couldn't get there in time. It jumps to the mile here, which is perfect, and go back through its trial. It's got a good trial on wet ground, so I don't think that's an issue. And I think actually it makes it more of a sort of staying type of 1,600 metres will suit it even better. To beat number 3, Dennis Shue, who's going well, got to be close to breaking through in a race like this. 6 Bellman, mixing its distances all over the place, gets back here to the mile, which looks about its right trip, and then 5 One Thing Counts, who was ordinary 2 ago, bounced back to form to run down the short favourite last time, has got a claim, has got some chance, but this is a harder race. I think 11 will win, 11-3, 6-5.
11-3, 6-5 in race number 6, but 11 Rock and Zane, best bet of the program, $3.60. Race number 7, 64 Raider over 1,100 metres. The scratchings here take out 5, 9 and 11. Messignardi is at $3.50. Harry for the old man, Ostie Coffee. Sir Juggernaut, $3.50. I Love Roses at $6. Sold the Car, $6.50. Kalashani Lad at $7.50. Who's on top in this race?
Off to number seven, I think, is the best value for the day. It comes off a break. It had a good campaign there last time in. It handled wet well. I think it's trialled up nicely. It'll be beaten for speed here over the 1,100, but only a field of eight, so it won't be too far off from straightening. And gee, in a race where there's queries on quite a few of these, I think Hof to See can run well, fresh at good odds, to beat number six, Sir Juggernaut. Ran first up, came wide early and was probably set a bit of a task, but went okay without raving, should be fitter. One Calasani led. The old boy, he loves the wet ground, he's racing consistently. And three Messignardi, who looked the trial up okay and has got a chance from a good draw. But little value chance, number seven, Hof to See. Here, 7, 6, 1, and 3.
7, 6, 1, and 3. So Hof to See, $15 chance, but is the outsider of the race. So that's a nice value selection in race number seven. And then race number eight, it's a 58 over 1,000 metres. In this race, scratchings are 1, 3, 6, 8, and 11. In this race, over the 1,000, Clock Strikes. Now, this was the one-out best bet of the program for Adam Crittenden, who's calling the action day today, $2.30. Ship Stearns at $2.50. Fly Nice, $3.80. Zemensky at $10. The market's got it down to a three-horse race with Fly Nice as well. How do you see it, Mark?
I'm with Adam. I think number four, Clock Strikes, will win. It's a horse that trialled well before that first run it ever had, and punctured, come back from a spell, trialled well again. I wanted to see it sort of perform on race day, and it did that. It sat up on the speed, and it was too strong. So it's fitter, gets on the wet ground in a race for the first time, but again, you go back through its trials, it's very early days there. It had a good win on a heavy track trial and looked to get through the ground quite well. So it's got a race fitness advantage over Ship Stern. It's got good speed. I don't mind the wide gate by this time of the day. It'll roll forward. If it's not in front, it'll be parked up outside the leader. And I think Clock Strikes will win to beat number two, Ship Stern. He's got form in better races, comes back from the break, but has trialled up quite well. It's the danger. Then out to 9, Fly Nice. Got some wet track form, but it's got some ordinary form along the way. I suppose its best form puts it in the finish, but I want to see it produce it and take your pick. Maybe number 10 is Zdensky, next best. So I think 4 will win, 4, 2, 9 and 10.
All right, I like that. So you're in lockstep with Adam Crittenden. Clock Strikes the way to finish the day. So there's a couple you're confident about on what could be a tricky program. What's the best way to play?
Yeah, I think later in the day looks a better punting proposition. So the best, race 6, number 11, Rock and Zane. The value, race 7, number 7, Hof to See. The quaddy, first leg taking 6, 11, 10, 1 and 8. Second leg, 11, 3, 6 and 5. Third leg, 7, 6, 1 and 3. And coming home, 1 out, number 4, Clock Strikes. Play of the day, you're going to play the daily double, 1 into 1. Number 11, Rock and Zane, into number 4, Clock Strikes. 11 into 4 in the daily double.
Good on you, Mark. Good punting today.
Thank you, Michael.